What did you like about Brad Smellie, the new tight end?
You know, we worked Brad out last fall, had a good workout, and, you know, he bounced around, actually signed, I believe it was with the Texans after we worked him out, and, you know, with Mace going down. We gave him a call, he came and worked out for us yesterday, did a nice job. So he'll fill in, he's a smart young man, talented, can play a couple different positions, and so it'll be good to give him an opportunity to help us at the position.
Coach, a lot of running today, any theory behind that? Gassers, I guess.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had 14 penalties, so the two were related.
The number of running to the...
What happens is typically in the first preseason games, whoever is the guilty party will have to run, but his positional teammates will also join him. So saw the offensive line running quite a bit down at the other end.
Now that you mention that, I think you did something like that last preseason.
We did. That's something we do every year.
Kenny Burke called this kind of a sluggish practice a little bit.
Yeah, it was not one of our best. We're going to talk about it later. We were a little sloppy. It happens sometimes after the day off, but you can't put the two of those in a row together, so we're not going to do that.
When you signed him, was it with the idea? It seems like he's developing to not only a spark plug, but kind of a leader. Kenny Britt, other group.
Well,
did you think that was possible?
Experience, yeah. I mean, Kenny's always had that type of personality. He loves the game, and he's not afraid to voice his opinion, and he's pulling the young guys along with him. So he is. He practices one speed, and that's full, and it's a good example.
You think we'll see Jake Long, Scott Wells, Roger Saffold this week?
They'll have a chance right now. We haven't decided yet, but they'll have a chance.
Coach, how important is it to have somebody like Dunbar on the defense with the transition to Greg?
Well, it works out good for us, particularly because he understands it. You know, he can play all three positions. And, you know, with James being out, he just moved right over to Mike and just played, got everybody lined up. So he's a valuable asset to the defense, particularly because he understands it. You know, he has a really good feel, does a great job communicating when it's his turn to communicate. And the flexibility of the middle linebacker, the outside linebacker, the nickel, the dime, he understands the packages. So he pretty much can stay on the field because of that.
Coach, way off topic, but the dominating the news here is this, the situation in Ferguson. Just any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's very, very tragic because of the loss of life. Very, very tragic. And, you know, we don't have any details and everything, but I just feel very, very bad for the family and the loss. And we'll hope that, you know, they can get things sorted out and get things settled down there.